it's gonna become a catchphrase, like
It
Fonzie or something,
is.
because
Or
Fonzie is
a rerun on What's Happening.
that's right. But anyway,
Hey, hey. Isn't that what he used
hey,
to?
hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama. Why am I having trouble remembering which one I
Because it's like we have one mind.
I cannot remember which one I am.
I know. Well, it is a little the Boo Mama and the Big Mama. It's nice for alliteration, but it makes it hard all the time. But you know, my own child refers to herself a lot of times, and she'll tell me she's like Boo Mama, and she's going to write a post, which tells you that maybe we need to get some kind of life around this house. So anyway, this is Melanie, and I'm Big Mama.
She remembered.
I am aware of who I
Maybe
am.
we just need to do what Gina told us a while back and be Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Well, that might be easier, but then we wouldn't know who was D and who was dumb, and that can change on any given day.
Yes, it could. I think when the blog world has infiltrated your child's, like their playtime, maybe it might be time to close the laptop for a little bit.
That might be a sign. Well, you know, she told me she was going to dress up about like a month ago. I asked her what she was going to be for Halloween, and she told me she was going to dress up as a Boo Mama. And
Well,
I was like, well,
you better put some bleach on her hair, but start it about 2 inches out from the scalp.
We're going to get you some a sassy hairdo
Get her
and
some
some
roots going.
so but we did actually, speaking of, we did actually go to the mall this morning to the Disney store, and we have secured our Sleeping Beauty costume for Halloween.
Alex wants to be a pirate, and I don't, I'm not at all crafty. That's a shock. And so, of course, I went to Walmart wanting to find something that said pirate on it, but they had a pirate costume for girls, but not for boys. And then they had a pirate costume for grown-ups, but they didn't have a pirate for boys. And so I've tried to think if I could make a pirate costume, but that just sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Well, now the Caroline was a pirate last year.
She was. Did you make it?
No, I had somebody make it, but it was darling because it was like a big, like red and white and black tutu.
Yeah, I don't
And
know that Alex would wear a tutu, though.
no, it probably wouldn't be appropriate for Alex. But what I was going to say is the Disney store they have pirate costumes because of the whole Pirates of the Caribbean thing.
Or, as Alex calls it, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, he could be a pirate of the Caribbean because they have those costumes at the Disney
Well,
store because we were there.
that's good to know. I'll run over
We were
there.
there this morning. Yeah, but we, the Sleeping Beauty, that hit me because she's been saying she was going to be a pumpkin, and then she said she was going to be a flower, and then all of a sudden she's decided that she's going to be Sleeping Beauty, which is fine, but I didn't want to buy into the whole Disney costume thing because it has been a source of great, I have to be honest and confess that it's been a source of great pride to me that my child has won the costume contest at the local neighborhood thing, just for her age group, not best overall, just for her age group. But for the last 3 years, and I'm really struggling with my pride that this year we're going to show up in the Disney Sleeping
This is
Beauty
turning into one of
costume.
those documentaries about the women who put their daughters in pageants.
It's like every year I need that. I need us to be in our local newspaper, not even the real newspaper, just the local neighborhood newspaper. And I feel like we have a reputation, and I feel like this year when she shows up in the Sleeping Beauty that it's not going to be the same. But that's okay, because I've always said a day would come when she wanted to choose her own costume, and I will set aside my Halloween ambitions for the good of my child. I will.
Well, that is awfully sacrificial of you. That is,
Well, and
that's
I'll tell you to
precious.
the well, and I'll tell you to the level it's gone is because I've got this college reunion thing that weekend that's normally the neighborhood costume contest. And so when Gully and I got the little message about when the reunion was going to be, the first thing Gully did, she called me and she said, "You're going to have to lay down that Halloween costume contest and go to this reunion. You cannot skip it because you want to be there when Caroline wins the prize." And that is embarrassing.
You know it is.
I've got some kind of sickness. But my dad feeds into it because he goes every year and he's like, "Look at her, she's just gonna smoke those other kids." So really, at least it's genetic. At least I come by it honestly. But anyway,
Mercy. And my poor child. Oh, my poor child.
who's gonna wear a black t-shirt that says pirate on it?
2 years ago, we had this big trunk or treat thing at church, and I realized like an hour before the trunk or treat that he didn't have a costume because I hadn't gotten him one. And because, you know, I'm not into Halloween at all. I could not be any less of a fan of the Halloween. It's just, I don't enjoy pretend. I don't like dressing up. I don't like people pretending to be somebody they're not. The whole notion of, you know, ooh, I'm a monster. Well, no, you're not. You're Tom. And stop it, Tom. Stop being a monster. So
I bet you read a lot of science fiction in your
do.
spare
Oh, I,
time.
you know, I love that. So anyway, so Alex didn't have a costume, and so finally, but I wanted him to get a trunk or treat because it is, that really is fun. The kids love it. And so I found some overalls and a plaid shirt, and I put him in the plaid shirt and the overalls and tied a bandana around his neck and put a too big baseball cap on his head. And then we called him, and with using the air quotes, the conductor. He was a conductor for Halloween. He was a conductor. And then last year, what was last year, I did get him an Incredibles costume, but we were in the middle of trying to, that we were just about getting ready to
That's hot.
move. And so that was a farce. We took him to like three houses on our old street and called it a night. You know, he had like two Snickers and a sucker. And then that was the extent of his Halloween bounty. So I'm really going to
Well.
try to do better this year. And you know, he has a little fall festival at school, and so I'm gonna get him the costume, and I bet there will be probably 45 other Jack Sparrows there, but that's fine. He will love it.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. Well, and Caroline's honestly her favorite thing. Like last year, we took her out. We were, of course, first people in the neighborhood out because we have to do the early shift. But then her favorite thing was she came back to the house and sat on the steps and handed out candy with Perry. And like to her, that's the greatest. I mean, so she's
Oh.
even already said, and we talk about it, she's like, "Can I get to sit and hand out candy this year?" So,
I think Alex will like that too because our new street has a lot of kids.
So they love to see all the other kids and like what they have on and all that kind of stuff. So, now speaking of what people had on, today when we were at the mall, we went to the mall this morning. That was our big outing, and there's a whole other thing here. But I looked up and I see behind me on the escalator. I kind of glanced because we were going up to eat some Chick-fil-A. This man dressed in all maroon, and I was like, oh, okay, because the Aggies play Miami tonight, which they're getting a whole other thing, Miami tonight on ESPN. God go with them. But anyway, I turned around. He
Should
was
we
not an Aggie.
pause? Should we pause for prayer?
But anyway, but when I turned around, it was not an Aggie. It was a Mississippi State Bulldog decked out in all maroon.
Really?
Yes, like shirt, polo type shirt, Mississippi State hat, everything. And I was actually going to say something to him
Well,
like,
you should have.
I know, but then I turned around, we got off the escalator, and it was like he was gone. It was like he disappeared.
He was a phantom. He was a bulldog phantom.
He was an angel. He
You
is a Mississippi State
should have
angel.
said something.
I know, I was totally going to. I thought, well, I'm going to say my friend went to Mississippi State because he was probably, I mean, he wasn't a whole lot older than us, I don't think.
Well, now I want to
So.
go on the state message boards and say, was there a were one of you in the mall in San Antonio today? And you know.
I know, because he was decked out. I mean, he was in all his Mississippi State paraphernalia. And I mean, you just don't really see a lot of Mississippi State fans in San Antonio. So I thought that's kind of interesting.
David and I watched the Sylvester Croom show last night, the coach's show, and he had on, and I am not a fan in general of a wind suit. I
No.
don't do a wind suit. I don't think really that my clothes should make more noise than I do, you know, when I'm talking. But
That's a good policy.
what'd you just say?
I thought it's a good
Oh,
policy.
thank you. And but anyway, Sylvester Croom had on a black wind suit. It was solid black, so it looked nice. And then it just had the M State logo on the pocket, and I cannot quit thinking about it. Like I sort of, and then I think, well, then I am a suburban mama because all I can think about today is maybe
The
that wind
windsuit.
suit. It
It just looked
looked
nice.
nice. It really did. I was proud.
Well, when I was a Diamond Darling for A&M, we had maroon windsuit type things we had to wear when the weather was cold. Because when baseball season started, it was in February.
You still have it, don't you?
Oh, of course I do. Actually, I don't. I put it on from time to time and just relive my glory days. I run around the living room and pretend like I'm picking up bats.
Raking that dirt around the bases.
Yep, driving the tractor. No, I don't think I still have the, I actually don't think I still have the pants, but I do still have the little windbreaker type thing, but I can't get rid of it because it's like, I don't know. I don't know what I think I'm going to do with it. And I mean, it just says, I mean, it doesn't even just say A&M. I mean, it says like Diamond Darling. So, I mean, it would be sad and pathetic if I ever wore it anywhere.
That'd be sort of like me dragging out my ninth grade cheerleader jacket and putting that on. Not that I could get an arm in it at this point, but I could have it made into a quilt or something.
Yes. Well, it's like one of my uncles. Well, I say one of my uncles. He was my uncle, but he and my aunt divorced, so I don't know what that made him because they were pretty much divorced my whole life. But when he passed away at like the age of 70 or something, he had been like quarterback of his high school football team and everything. And like, he was buried in like a Kelly green jacket because those were the high school colors, and like all his pallbearers wore like Kelly green jackets. And you think all those years later.
All those years later.
All the, it seems like at some point you might have moved on from that.
Right, well.
I don't know. Anyway, may he rest in
May he
peace.
rest in peace.
I really never knew him, which is why I feel free to just say that I think that's interesting. I just heard that through the grapevine, and I thought, well, isn't that interesting?
Well, maybe one day when you go on to your great reward, that's what you can do with your windbreaker.
Maybe so. Maybe so. You can just bury me in it. Yeah, be
Okay,
proud.
well, we don't really have an agenda or anything. We should probably point out that we recorded this whole thing last night and something went terribly wrong with the
Which is becoming a theme. That's our podcast
sound.
theme.
And I'm only hoping it's not happening now, but it was the kind of thing where I was about 5 seconds ahead of Melanie, and so I would die laughing, and then you would hear her say the funny thing. And so, it didn't really work after a while. It became sort of annoying. So once again, a whole other podcast goes into the trash and we start
Yep.
over.
Pretty much our new motto was the podcast so nice we like to do it twice. That's what we're going with.
Right, because
So
I
if
go ahead.
yeah. Oh, so I was going to say, so if y'all feel like you've asked us questions that we haven't answered, we have answered them. We've answered them on maybe five, six other
Yes, we
podcasts. We just
have.
haven't answered them yet where you've actually heard them. So we don't answer them again because we feel like we've already answered that
Well,
question.
I mean, it's like I told David last night when he and Alex got home. I said, I told him what had happened, and he said, "So, how many podcasts have y'all done?" I said, "Well, we've done seven, but we've only put three up on the internet. But we've done seven." And so, if you think we haven't answered your question, I can promise you we have, because my inbox has no more questions. Where I've been saving the podcast questions, we've covered all of them. We've talked about capri pants. We've talked about just about any topic that y'all have brought up. But what happens is, if we try to repeat it, if we try to use the same questions again, we ended up sounding like Beavis and Butthead, sort of like, eh,
Because we've already gone through it, and it's like, oh, great, here we are.
And
So.
last night, y'all missed a terrific battle of the dogs in Melanie's house that had us crying.
I know. And it can't be duplicated because the dogs are at the ranch today with Perry. They're gone. So, and Caroline is going to see the dinosaurs with her grandmother. And so, anyway, we, sorry, none of the chaos that was going on here. But seriously, I think Sophie thought Michael Vick was about to walk through my back door because there was some dog fighting going on in my kitchen and I could not get him to stop.
It was funny.
And it was classy. It was a classy moment and not at all a Texas stereotype.
No, and it also wasn't a stereotype when you said that you like that your clue for when your hair is ready is when your curling iron sizzles.
It sizzles. I thought about that this morning because I did my hair this morning. I actually blew it dry and it was getting a good sizzle with this stuff. And I looked at it closer because yesterday, one of the interesting things we talked about, or not interesting, depending on how you look at it, was what we use for our hair, shampoo and conditioner. And what did you use?
My two favorites are the Paul Mitchell tea tree oil and the
That's right.
Aveda rosemary mint are my favorites.
And then styling, what do you put in there
It's
for style?
that Band de Terre, some kind of frizz deactivator or something. It's just like you just put just a little pea-sized drop, rub it in your hands and put it on your hair. And I love
For the
it for the
humidity.
humidity.
And see, I was saying that I use this stuff last time I went. My hairdresser gave me this stuff
She
that
did not give it to you. You bought
no,
it.
she, I bought it from her. I bought it.
It came at a
And it was.
price.
It did. But she said, "Oh, it's great. You've got to have it. It's called Stay." And she said, "Just spray it on your hair, and then when you put the curling iron on it," she said, "just wait for it to sizzle, and then it'll keep your curl." And I thought that is just Texas in the South right there. That if you want to get your hair right, just curl it till it sizzles. But this morning, I looked at my bottle of Stay as I was hosing down my hair with it and listening to the sizzle. And it almost looks, it's in a very generic bottle. You know, it's not like a, I mean, it wasn't cheap, but it almost looks like some sort of like illegal substance or something that was brought in, like contraband, like
Well,
hair
I'm going to tell you what, if there's
product.
any state in the union that would have contraband hair products, it's Texas.
It would be, because we believe in our
Yes,
hair
you
here.
do. Yes, you do.
It's part of the state code that if you don't have some big hair, you are in
Well, do you
trouble.
think it was that maybe it was a, like, maybe she developed this product or something? Or do you think.
Think that she did. It has some kind of branding on it, but it really just all it says, because I thought, you know, because I knew we were redoing the podcast today, and I thought, you know, there might be other people out there saying, "How can I get my hair to sizzle?" And so I was going to share this information. It sounds like bacon frying, which just means that my ends are
Yes,
healthy.
they are. Yes, they are. They are healthy.
Yep. And so, anyway, so I looked at it this morning and I was like, it really is just kind of this clear bottle, but not even clear, kind of that, you know,
Opaque plastic.
opaque, yes, plastic. And in black letters, it just says like Stay. That's it. It doesn't really have any other information on it, but it does say spray all over your hair, but it doesn't mention the sizzle. But I mean, it's a given that when heat
Hits that,
touches
well,
this
certainly.
product, it's going to
Well,
sizzle.
now, did you, does
So,
it not have a manufacturer or anything on there?
no, I don't know where it came from.
I think
I
it's
don't know where it came from.
contraband. I think
I think it may be too.
it's an illegal hair substance.
I think I may be guilty of using it, but it works, so I'm keeping it. So, but I can't tell anybody else where to buy it. I can just, if you want to email me in secret, I can give you the name of my hairdresser, and maybe she can ship you some under darkness of night. But.
Under the cloak of night, and maybe your hair too can sizzle.
But it's good, because I'm telling you, I did it this morning and I've still got, I mean, my curls, and it's humid today and it is hot. Oh my goodness, it is so hot. And my hair is still, it's holding up beautifully.
Hold on, let me tell you what it is here in Birmingham. Hold on, it's 84 degrees.
That is just depressing. It's every bit of 115 here today. Every bit. I'm not even kidding. And I was telling Sophie earlier that yesterday I kept telling Perry, I said, "It is hot. It's so hot. Is it always this hot? It's September 19th. And he was like, "Well, that's not even the end of September." And I was like, "Well, it's close enough. It's so hot." Well, Perry is a landscaper. He works outside all day. And so finally he was like, "I don't need you to keep telling me about how hot it is outside. I've been outside all day." And I was like, "Well, it's
You're
hot."
preaching to the choir.
No, I told you, I thought I was going through early menopause last night. I was just having hot flashes. I was so
I did that
hot.
about 2 weeks ago when it was unbearable, and I was angry, and I was just angry, and it was like it didn't matter what I did. And if I got cool, like I could sit down finally and cool off, and if I so much as, went in the kitchen and fixed myself something to drink, I was just burning up, just break out in a sweat. It's
Yep,
awful.
I'm hot. I know, I'm done with
But
it.
I'm not
So.
hot anymore. It's been great here all week. Great.
Well, God love you. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm trying not to be bitter about your joy.
Okay, well, do you have any questions that we can answer, or do we are we flush, we're just, out of questions forever, and we're just going to sit here and
I don't know. I may have a couple of questions. I do have to tell you this one story today, because I do think it sums up one of those motherhood kind of things that when we were at the mall today, have I mentioned that we were at
I
the
think
mall
you
this
said something
morning?
about how y'all went to the mall this morning.
Yeah. We've been at the mall this morning. Across from the Disney store is Pottery Barn Kids. They have all the little kids stuff kind of all in one area. So we walked over to Pottery Barn Kids because Caroline likes to go in there. And they have, you know, that pink retro kitchen all set out, you know, like set up for the kids to play and everything. And Caroline like was over by that kitchen and she was just playing and having the best time. And I was like, "Caroline, it's like, come on, you know, it's gonna be about time for us to go." And she said, "Mama, I love this kitchen. I've never seen anything like it." And I'm like, "Really? Because you have one in your playroom at home. We have that exact same kitchen in her playroom at home. And does it ever get played with? No, never. Unless some other child comes over to play with our kitchen, it never gets played with. And like watching her sitting there and like dragging her away, it was like she was leaving her best friend, the kitchen. And I said, she was like, but look at this. I've never seen. Let me get these cookies out of the oven. I said, you have that same oven at home. You have it at home. Your daddy and I put a second mortgage on the house to buy you that kitchen when you were
We have
two.
worked our fingers to the bone.
I've never seen anything like this, Mama. I want to say, well, and that's why Santa's probably not going to bring you much this year. I'm going to be honest with you. Now, I do have a question. You'd ask me if I had a question. I don't have a question,
Right.
but Lisa had a question. And Lisa has a blog called Take 90 West.
Yes, I have seen Lisa's comments on my
Her
blog.
name, yep. And so I'm going to read. I mean, some of it. It's kind of, but it. You have to get the background to get the whole
Okay,
thing.
I'm listening.
Okay, all right. I was not born in the South, but lived in the Florida Panhandle for about 6 years during college and for a while after. So she probably knows about Miami.
But the pan I bet she does, but the Panhandle now is one of my favorite places in the whole wide world, because that's Destin and
Oh, okay, yeah,
Pensacola
okay.
and all those places.
Okay, so anyway, so Lisa lived in Florida Panhandle. Now she says, now let me tell you, I stuck out like a sore thumb with my Chicago accent, but slowly a couple of words grew on me, and before you know it, I was saying them in daily conversations. Y'all, which I know y'all are a fan
Yes,
of,
I don't.
then get this, yeah, and then fixin', as in I'm fixin' to write an email or I'm fixin' to go to work. My oh my, how I love to be fixing to do
Right.
something. So the thing is now she's saying she's been up north for 9 years, and while she's grown out of her y'all, she can't seem to drop the
Well, why
fixing. She
should
says
she?
her husband, well, I know, but she said this is what she says. My husband won't invite me to any work functions as a result.
I wouldn't have a prayer.
This is my wife. She's from hillbilly heaven. As a result of my overwhelming urges to use the word fixin' in casual conversation, I guess he feels the Chicago Board of Trade requires a certain decorum of appropriate conversation. So I ask you and Boo, can you please help me with my leftover Southern speak? Is it okay to carry on with y'all and fixin', or should I learn to be more geographically correct in my
No,
terminology?
she should not. I'm gonna tell you what. That y'all and that fixin', you carry that in your heart for the rest of your life. And you said, and there are a lot of good Southern boys on the Chicago Board of Trade, and they will understand. All those Delta boys from Mississippi that are up there,
Yeah, it's
they
charming.
will
It's
welcome it.
charming.
They would love to hear that you were fixin' to do that you're fixin' to go get an appetizer or an hors d'oeuvre. They would love to hear that you're fixin' to go listen to a band. They would love to hear that.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it brings a charm that a lot of people just have missed out on because they aren't from the South. But I do laugh that she says, "Can we please help with leftover Southern speak?" Because that is like, well, we can help you get
Yeah,
worse, but I don't
I can
think we
help
can
you
help you
use
get.
it more.
But I can promise you that we're fixing to say y'all and fixing about 20 more times before this podcast
That's
is
right. And
over.
I mean, I'm thinking I can help you to incorporate those words more frequently into your vocabulary. I had a friend one time who was from Pennsylvania, and she we met like at a convention that I went to with my daddy when I was in high school, and we would write back and forth, and she was fascinated by fixin'. Like, she was fascinated, didn't had never heard it before. And I can remember getting letters from her where she would try to use it, and she would say things like, I am fixin' on enjoying myself at the football game. And I just, at the time, I just wanted to write back and say, no. It's not, it's got to be what you're fixin' to do or where you're fixin' to go, but you can't. You can't fix it on enjoying. That does not make sense.
No, you cannot fix it on enjoying. That does not make sense. So, I mean, Lisa, I think bottom line, as long as you're using it in proper context, I think you go with
That's
it.
it. I could not encourage you anymore to take that y'all. If any place needs some more y'alls and some more fixins, it's Chicago.
That's true.
I think that it'll endear you to people. Well, no, really, if any place needs it, it's New York.
That's true. That's
But
true.
anyway, that's an interesting question, and Lisa's husband needs to know that he should embrace her y'all fixin' this.
Yeah, because it makes her
It
unique.
does.
Yep. All
Is
right, and
that it?
that. There you have it. That was the last question in my I know y'all have asked a lot of questions. So if we basically like here, let's just say this. Let's just put this out here. If you've asked a question that we haven't answered, then just, you know, and you want to know the answer to it, then just, you know, leave it in the comments again and we will get back to it. But we can't do it right after we've just answered it because it just starts to seem a little canned, like maybe we're reading off some cue cards or something.
Hey, I've got one.
Oh, good.
I just saw where Jennifer at Snapshot, Jennifer Snapshot, wants to know what we think of the wide belt.
Oh, yeah, she had emailed me that I got that one too. Okay, I put it in my fashion file. Okay, so what do you think about the
Not
wide
a
belt?
lot.
Now, I'll tell you, to me, there are two different versions of the wide belt, and depending on the version, that my feelings can go either way. If you're talking about the low, which I don't think this is what she's talking about, if you're talking about the low slung, like around the
Yeah,
hips
that's cute.
type wide
That's
belt,
cute, but that's not
I
how
think
they're
that could
wearing
be real
them.
cute. No, but if you're talking about the cinch in at the waist wide belt, I'm gonna say that work. If that look works for you, then God bless you. That work look does not work for
No.
me because I'm gonna tell you a couple reasons why. Number one, I'm short waisted to begin with. Number two, I'm not gonna go into a lot of detail here, but post pregnancy, gravity is not my
Right,
friend.
right.
And so if I put on a wide belt with my short waist, it could look like it's supposed to be some type of support garment, is what I'm gonna
Hey, you know
say.
what? That just reminded me of something I've been meaning to tell you forever. That last in style, it had like this headline on the front on the cover that said, "How to look thinner in your clothes." And I was all
Yes.
about it because I thought, you know, it was going to be some good tips about, you know, maybe wear black on the bottom and how to contrast colors and all that kind of stuff to minimize your problem areas. And do you know that it was nothing more than like an 8-page article on different support garments? Like those
Oh
things that you
no.
know, like the kind like that's like a bathing suit.
Like
Well, but it's
Spanx
not
and
even
all that.
Spanx. It's like, I mean, it's like Pure D, straight up Lycra, hardcore
Body
body
shapers.
shapers, body slimmers kind of thing. And I thought, now that's not that, you know, that's not news. I mean, I could have known that. Hey, if you want to look slimmer in your clothes, to go put on some sort of girdle. Well, I mean, you know, that's not a revelation.
Exactly. Women have been doing
I've
that
been
for
doing that for
years.
years.
Scarlett O'Hara, she was lacing herself
I tell
up
you what,
100 years
I was
ago.
just as disappointed as I could be, because
Well, that is
I'm not going to
disappointing.
wear some sort of. I'm not putting a bathing suit on under my clothes. If I've got to resort to that, then quite frankly, I'll just stay home.
That is what I'm saying. Because in this heat, you certainly can't be wearing some kind of non-breathable support garment. I don't care how good it makes you look.
I remember one time, some wedding, I can't remember whose wedding it was, but one wedding I was in, I had to wear something in order to get the dress on. Let me think back. I can't remember, but I had to have something. I had to have one of those things that made you like, you know, your waist 2 inches smaller. And that was one of the most miserable nights of my whole life ever. And I think it was in like July. I don't know that I've ever been bothered.
That is miserable. Well, I'll tell you my experience with him is that I was invited to this, Gully and I both were, this fabulous party, and it was scheduled, it was 5 weeks after Caroline was born. And it was with this girl, and it was this big blowout, and she was actually, I think, turning 36, but the whole theme of the party was why wait till you're 40? And she just basically was throwing herself this huge birthday party. And so I wanted to go. So, and it was just around the corner, so that's how I justified it. So Caroline, 5 weeks old. And so I had this strapless dress. It has a little bit of give, but I convinced myself that I could wear that strapless dress if I had some good undergarments. And so I went and bought, you know, I don't know, whatever, the girdle-ish type thing and the top one. I mean, basically, my entire body was nothing but a sea of reinforced lycra. I mean, that was is you know, whatever. And then I shimmied on this little Nicole Miller strapless dress. And when I look at pictures of myself on the way out the door, because I thought I looked good, because you know, you get
Oh,
delusional, because if
yeah,
you've been pregnant for
post-pregnancy.
9 months, yeah, I thought I was skinny. But I was delusional. And I look, number one, you can just see the pain etched on my face. And number two, I look like I look like sausage that has been cased in too tight of a wrapper. It's like everything is spilling
out. Well, that's
the
thing about those things is it doesn't, if it may, it may make you 2 inches smaller in the waist, but it's like that stuff's going to pop out somewhere else.
Yeah, so that means you're going to have like a sausage roll around the base of your thigh.
Or it's gonna, or like, you know, it's gonna get you small enough in the chest, but it's gonna roll out over on top. It's just moving it. Yeah. That's all. It just moves it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just rearranging it. Same thing as your living room. You can rearrange that furniture all you want, but it's still
it's
your
the same furniture. I
have
had so many experiences. Oh Lord, have mercy with my all, my ongoing efforts to lose 40 pounds in 2 days. I've had way more run-ins with heavy-duty Lycra than I care to admit, and it doesn't do anything that it promises, except it just moves it. Oh, I can't even go into detail, but I'll just say that you can find chafing in places you didn't know you had. I'll just leave it at that.
So that's kind of my whole thought on the. Well, I guess we weren't even talking
about. The thing about the wide belt is it may cinch your waist in. But it's going to have to move, in my case, it's going to have to move some stuff out of the way in order to cinch. So there's going to be an overhang and probably an underhang. And I think that that's probably not a great attractive look.
But I think that if it works for you, because I think I may have said this on yesterday's, but there are certain types of clothing I can put on and I immediately feel as if I'm wearing some sort of costume. And like for me, like the shirt dress is one of those. And I think they're darling. I think they can look so cute on other people. But that, you know, now they come with the wide belt. So it's more the kind of June Cleaver look. But I feel like I'm wearing a costume. And so the wide belt to me falls under, I feel like I'm wearing a costume. But I have seen them on other people and I think that they can look cute. I'm just not one of those people.
And what was the other thing we said that made us feel like it was we were wearing a costume was the hat, like a beanie.
Yes, that would for sure make me feel like I was wearing a costume.
Yeah,
I don't know what kind of costume, like a Kurt Cobain kind of costume. I'm not really sure.
No, I said it would make me feel, remember, like JoJo the Clown.
Oh, that's right. Yes, when you just need the big shoes.
And a smock.
Yep. Yep. Well, so that's... And I think that pretty much sums it up.
we got nowhere to go.
Well, now I do have something that I need to say.
What?
And that will shock you. Well, I know that we're not going to talk about, you know, we're not going to do a whole lot of tabloid type pop culture references.
I just want you to
but
know
I just have
has started to race.
Well, I just have to ask you, have you seen the picture that has shown up today of the paparazzi took of Britney eating a popsicle somewhere?
Where she has on the green shirt?
I don't know if she has a green shirt. I couldn't see for all the fudgesicle that was falling out all over her mouth. It looked like she was trying to shove in a whole fudgesicle in one sitting.
Now I've got to go look. I think I know what you're talking about. I think I saw it yesterday as I was doing some research for my blog. Did you see Justin Timberlake on Oprah yesterday?
No, I haven't recorded, but I haven't watched it yet.
You need to...
Is it good?
Yeah,
did you watch it?
I watched part of it. I watched because Reba McEntire was on there too, and I love me some Reba, and she was on there, and Kelly Clarkson was on there, and but he was, you know, he still seems very much just like a Memphis boy in a lot of ways, just a regular boy with a lot of success.
I like him. I mean, who would have thought? And you know, the thing about Justin Timberlake to me that amazes me is that he really did go from geek to chic. Or from geek to chick, if you're talking. Oh God! If you know, if you might be from Brian. But he, you know, he really did because you think he was just some like boy band. I mean, what was he going to do with his life? You know, where's Jordan Knight now?
I mean, when NSYNC came here. Probably the first or second year we lived here, I totally went to the concert.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I was...
Was that after did they do Bye,
yeah,
Bye,
did Bye, Bye, Bye? I was probably 30 years old. And I went up in that NSYNC concert. I was just as proud. And I took me some earplugs because I didn't want to hear the young girl scream. But they did Bye, Bye, Bye. And don't even get my friend Mary started because she was on a crusade for about 2 years that Lance Bass was not nearly respected enough. as a member of NSYNC, and that Justin got all the press. And again, we were 30 years old, but Justin got all the press, and everybody talked about Justin this and Justin that. But what about Lance? Lance was really talented too.
And no offense to Merritt, but I haven't seen Lance, hadn't seen to do a whole lot.
Well, so then one time I had all my friends from college, all my girlfriends from college were, not all of them, but probably five of them, were at my house one weekend. Uh-huh. And I had, again, see, this is just shameful. I had the concert DVD of NSYNC. And we were watching it. I had it like on the surround sound. And I don't know if I pointed this out, but I was 30 or maybe 31 years old at this point. And there was a part where Lance was trying to sing harmony and he was really bad off key. And we said, listen, Merritt, he's really off key here. And she got mad. Like, she got mad because she was really, really insistent that Lance was not,
she was pulling for,
nearly respected enough for what he brought to the NSYNC table.
Well, he was obviously a victim of media sabotage because Lance, you don't really hear about him.
Conspiracy, it really was.
I don't know why my iTunes does not seem to be working. I'm not real sure what the problem is, but I'm very
disappointed. If you keep touching on it, it might come on.
Well, that's what I've been doing for like the last.
I know, because I can hear you.
Uh-huh. Oh, you can. I was being so
no, I can
subtle.
Hear, I can hear you punching that little thumb pad.
Oh, that's going to sound good. That's going to sound good. I don't know why it just keeps saying accessing iTunes Store. Accessing iTunes Store. It doesn't want to give me any. What's the problem?
Maybe our Skype has got everything all tied up.
Uh-huh. As Jennifer Lopez would say, what up, yo? Why don't you want to come on for me?
That's what we need to say. That's what we need to start saying at the beginning of the podcast. What up, yo?
Oh God! And this is the point where if Perry is listening to this, he just turned it off because he's so disgraced that his wife just said, "What up, yo?"
We need to do some more slime. Oh,
we
holla.
Do. Because...
Okay, wait, hold on. Really,
oh my gosh!
So I guess is that pretty much wrap it up for this week? Guess I've got a dog that's whimpering over here.
I think so. I think, you know, we've had the dogs, between your dog whimpering and my dogs fighting, we obviously have some pet issues. But we're good. I think we covered some stellar information. I don't know what more you could ask for in one broadcast.
I don't think anybody would dare. Hold on. Allie? You know what I was about to do? I was about to ask Allie if she wanted to say anything because she's a dog. I was putting the microphone down toward her mouth when I realized, oh, it's a dog.
Dogs, kids.
She can't talk.
Would you like to whip her for the
Allie,
crowd?
Would you like to say something to the internet? She's just a wagging her tail. She's the sweetest thing.
Oh, now where is Alex, speaking of? Because Caroline's not home, which explains
his silence. And I imagine that he is sound asleep about right now because he... Okay. Had church late last night. It was after 9 when he got in the bed, and then he had to get up and go to school today. And I imagine he is zonked out on his beanbag.
Well, we're just gonna. Caroline went to go see the dinosaurs, and between that and the mall, she had to be pretty tuckered out, which is good because that means I can put her to bed so that I can concentrate on the A&M game because that's what I'm gonna be doing. Is
right. I'm gonna watch your A&M game, and then we'll be TiVo and Survivor because it starts tonight. And America's Next Top Model started last night, and I didn't even record it.
I didn't either, and I totally forgot about it until I was so worried about getting Top Chef recorded that I didn't even get the rest of it.
Oh, I'm
so
sick that I missed it. I'll never catch up.
I know. Well, exactly. You'll never catch a VH1 marathon of every top model that's
never
ever been
catch
on.
Up. But anyway, so I've got to try.
And Tim Gunn comes on tonight, too. Thursday night's the night that his show comes on, like the original
deal. I've got two of those on TiVo I haven't watched. I need a weekend with just the DVR.
Well, a girl who's got to dream.
All right, well, if y'all have any questions, please leave them in the comments, and maybe next week we'll be able to get the podcast done in just one fell swoop and won't have to, you know, continue to mine our vast resources of material, you know, several times a week.
That's right. That's right. All right. Y'all have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.
practice, I have to say, the spinoff of Grey's Anatomy, but you don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
What is going on?
But
I could sit here and try to pretend like I don't hear it, but I do.
It's the dogs on the hardwood floor.
Hey, are they wrestling with the bobcat rug?
Summer. There was a picture of the kids playing in the floodwaters.
See you tomorrow. Okay, y'all need to go on.